The campaign got sharper and hotter this week as Senator Obama returned from his stops in the Middle East and Europe. New polls show the race is looking close nationally and in several swing states. Charles Cook is editor and publisher of the Cook Political Report. Joins us in the studio. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. And the course Gallup poll this week shows Obama slightly ahead among registered voters, McCain in the lead with likely ones. Quinnipiac shows Senator Obama slightly ahead in a number of swing states. What do you make of all the polls?
I think this thing, it's going to go through swings. I mean, we've seen it Obama up 9. We've seen Obama behind among likely voters. But this thing's going to be real close. I mean, let's face it. You go back and look at this point 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Did we know what was going to happen? No, we didn't. And, you know, we're sort of watching the popular vote. But the Electoral College race, I think, is going to be a lot closer than the popular vote.
And the Electoral College race would be closer because Senator McCain might win certain states?
Well, I think part of the dynamic here is that Republican votes are more efficiently allocated around the country than Democratic votes are. In other words, Democrats win California, Illinois, New York State by millions and millions of votes. There's only one catch. Once you have one more vote than the other guy, then everything's wasted. Mm-hmm. Conversely, the only highly populated state that Republicans routinely win big is Texas. And McCain's going to win Texas, but he's not going to win it by a huge margin, nothing like Bush did in 2000-2004. And the popular vote reflects millions and millions of wasted Democratic votes in highly populated states. And you could see Barack Obama ahead by, you know, 3-4 points nationally, and that might not translate into an Electoral College majority.
What about the argument that Senator Obama is a great celebrity, if you please, but just they're not even saying he's not qualified. They just say, is he ready to lead?
I think this election is about Barack Obama. It's not really about John McCain. Everything is going Democrats' way, but there's some holding up on Obama. It's white voters over 50. They're holding back. And he didn't have to win them. He didn't even have to get 40%, but he needs to get in the high, mid to high 30s among these white voters over 50 if he's going to close the sale, and he's not quite there yet.
And, of course, Senator Obama, and I got to be very careful quoting this, says, nobody really thinks Bush or McCain have a real answer for the challenges we face, so what they're going to try and do is make you scared of me. You know he's not patriotic enough. He's got a funny name. You know he doesn't look like all those other presidents on those dollar bills, you know. Rick Davis, the McCain campaign manager, says that that was Senator Obama playing the race card. A spokesman for Senator Obama, Bill Burton, said notice how the candidates themselves don't seem to mix it up, say Barack Obama in no way believes the McCain campaign is using race as an issue, but he does believe they're using the same old low road politics to distract voters from the real issues.
I mean, I think what's happening here is you're seeing sort of the routine towel snapping between the two campaigns. And the important thing to remember is it's the intermission, and voters aren't really paying attention right now. And so I don't think any of this exchange this last week is going to make a huge difference one way or the other.
Charlie Cook, editor and publisher of the Cook Political Report, talk to you again.
Thank you.